Okay, again, I'm sorry I'm a couple minutes late. Let's get going, though. I'll skip the list for today. Okay, the last thing we were discussing was how we paskin on Yish Kedi, whether Yish Kedi Kani or Lo Kani. Again, we have a few more days to go with this, but make sure you know all the relevant Gemaras about Yish and Shina Rishus, and it'll help because we're going to be going back and forth and doing some of the Rishonim. When we finish, at least we'll have, hopefully, a stronger foundation to understand this topic, which is all over the place. So basically what we've said is that most Rishonim have the opinion that Yish Kedi is Lo Kani. That's the majority view of the Rishonim. The exception, as we explained already, was Rav Haigon, who explains that, who believes that Yish Kedi is Kani. The Rosh and the Tur are Mestapek and Machmir when it comes to Kiddusha Isha. We'll get to that sug in just a minute. Briefly, and then we have Shita Sarbeinu Tam, who suggests that there might be a distinction between, even if Yish Kedi is Kani, that there might be a distinction between Mitzvah Babeira and another view of Rabbeinu Tam, Tvicho Mechira, Chiv Dalad Vehe as well. And then we spent some time on the Rambam. I just want to add a few haaros on that very quickly. We spent some time in the Rambam. The Rambam's Shita seems to be very complicated. I made several diukim. I stand pretty much by what I said, which is that the Rambam practically never says the words Yish Kedi Lo Kani. The only one time that he says it is in the context of a Gonik Min Haganim.
In the Rishima, the Rambam has it, the Rav says exactly Rebbe's Mahala.
Oh, really?
He brings the same diuk also, that he never says Yish Kani, he only says with their opinion.
Oh, really? Okay, excellent. Again, I never heard it. I didn't learn Maruba with the Rav, but based on the Rav Medical Sisrim is there?
Yeah.
As well? And the that's how he explains Yirish, the Kinyan Shevach of Yirish also, or not?
No, he doesn't deal with that.
Okay, so when I get a chance, where is it on what daf?
South Lomi Base.
You mean on this daf?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll try to. I didn't get a chance to look at the. Marcheshes yet either, but over Shabbos I'll try to look at both. Okay, then I feel much better about it. Thank you. Okay, so the name of the Rambam only says it. Does he mention that the Rambam mentions it the one time about? Because as far as I know, it's the only time, and that is in the context of Gona Minaganov, and I tried to explain that as well. That's because in that issue, the question has nothing to do with the zchuyos of the Ganov vis-a-vis the Nignav. The question in that context is, what about a third party, or a second ganav, really, vis-a-vis the first ganav? So there, it's important for the Rambam to explain the result of this this idea of hakzara sachepetz levailim. The result of that is also to impinge upon the actual kinyan. It's not just that it practically interferes with his exercise of kinyanim, let's say, but it also removes from him the formal shame bailim, which is all that you would need to resolve the problem of gonim and aganus. I think it's very meduyak that that's the only place that the Rambam says it, and even then it's a consequence. And as I said, he keeps repeating hachzaras of the end, both in Gneva and Gezela, where it seems like it's superfluous and it's clearly a pattern. What I'm really suggesting is, if he has that explained, in other words, that it's a chovas hagavra more than a reflection of the kinyanim?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. So I'll try to look at it. But as I say, I feel a little more confident now. That's, I think, what's going on in the Rambam. And did he connect it to the Rambam of Haskalim too?
No, just
Yisurim Mizbeach. But he also understands Yisurim Mizbeach as Gnevas Kodshim rather than Gnevas Chulim Shehekdish. Okay, yeah.
Is this similar to Rav Shita's that in a certain sense? That Rav also, you're fully konem.
It's. I guess it doesn't. I don't know if it's fully like that, but it. I think it is. Right. Exactly. But in the sense, it is. It is close to Rav. But again, not on the level of pure Kinyan. Here on the level of Yish, on the secondary level, I think it's a good model. It's a good model. It also, by the way, parallels. But you know, it's a, you know, but opposite sides of the street. There's Rabbeinu Tam in a way. There's Rabbeinu Tam Yish Kedi Kani is limited, and the Rambam's Yish Kedi Lo Kani, you know, is a very expansive. So there's not much such a huge gap between conceptually. There might be several nafkamina, but conceptually, between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam. But I like what you're saying. That's Rav on the Kinyane Gneva level with Beheshiv interfering, and therefore, you know, impinging. But almost as a Chovas Hagavra, is what you have in the Rambam in, on the after Yiddish. I like that. I think that's a good mashal. Okay, and that's what I think is the pshat in the. What do you do with all Gemaras? I was trying to say with Michael. I think where's Michael? Here, he was here a second. There he is. Michael's suggestion. Michael's suggestion, I think, is absolutely correct, that this will then, because there are all sorts of Gemaras that become problematic, where the Gemara seems safe, Yish Kadi Lo Kani, that it, you know, it means you have no Koach HaKinyan at all. With regard to Kalim, for example, the Gemara says that it depends on Yish Kadi Kani, Yish Kadi Lo Kani, and yet in Hilchos Kalim, the Rambam seems to be ignoring that. Same thing with regard to the Sugya of Gittin and Hamad Beis. You know, because Yisroel is back. The Gemara seems to be tola whether you say Yush Kedikani in general or not. And yet the Rambam seems to be ignoring that. Both in Ochas Kalim and in Yisroel is back, he seems to basically pass in Yush Kedikani. What do you do with that? So again, if the part of what I was trying to say was that this is linked to the Rambam's unique shita about Kinyan Yush Le'inyan Shevach, and both aspects of it, the fact, three aspects. Number one, that in Gnevah it doesn't mention that it's Drabanan. Number two, that according to the Ravid, he gets that from the Gemara. That's the day in the Gemara of Takanas HaShavim for Yeyush. Number three, that in Hilchos Gzela, even when it is, we didn't Takanas HaShavim, there the Rambam also tells you that often it'll be Bishuma and not Bedamin. So what I try to explain is that that's also connected to all of this. It's connected to this idea that the real Mechayiv of Yush Kedilo Kani is Achzara Sabe'en. And that's the reason that you just have to read the Gemara the way the Rambam read, if that's indeed the way he read it, and that's the reason why you have to make the distinctions that he makes in terms of Shevach. So I think Michael's suggestion, which is very good, was, so then there are three deos of the Gemara. There's Yush Kedi Kani, and there are two deos of Yush Kedi Lo Kani. So normally when you read the Gemara, it's this Yush Kedi Lo Kani, and it breaks up into two. Namely, do we have Takanas HaShavim, or don't we have Takanas HaShavim? But according to this reading of the Rambam, what we're really saying is that there are two conceptually radically different views of what Yish Kedi Lo Kani means. One is Yish Kedi Lo Kani means it doesn't have a Koach HaKinyan, period. It's inherently flawed and limited. And the other Deya, which is expressed by the Takanas HaShavim, is based really on a different understanding of what Yish Kedi Kani itself is. It's Yish Kedi Lo Kani is. It means Yish Kedi is Lo Kani, but not because it doesn't have the capacity, but because that capacity is interfered with by this Chovas Hashav. So then you have three mandam or two mandamrim for Yush Kedi Lo Kani, and that can help you solve a lot of problems, because a lot of the Gemaras that say this is the mandamrim Yush Kedi Lo Kani, it's not going to work, and the Rambam's against that in Kalim, in Yisurei Mizbeach, in some of the other cases I'll just get to in a second. So how do you read the Gemara? The answer is the Rambam says, yeah, that's the mandamar Yush Kedi Lo Kani at all. There's not even Takanas Hashavim. But if you hold the mandamar that there is Takanas Hashavim, and that's an echo of Yeush having capacity, even though it's not Kani, so then that middle Shita, now, which is Rambam Paskin's like, allows you to pick and choose. Not arbitrarily, when we're reconstructing, but it puts you somewhere in between. So I just wanted to make two or three other quick points, just to buttress this a little bit more. Number one, just several of the other Rambam. Number, it's interesting to know that the Rambam finds it necessary in several places to mention Gzela's deficiency afilu la'achar Yeush. So again, that isn't shocking, because maybe the Rambam is always trying to explain, and that's how the Kesef Mishnah invariably always says, yeah, because Yeush Kedilo Kani. And it's possible, again, if that was alone, standalone, I wouldn't make a fuss about it. The Rambam keeps reminding us, by the way, Yeush Kedi Lo Kani. Okay, where does he do this? He does it in Hilchos Lulav, Perek Ches Halacha Aleph. But there the Rambam says that Lulav HaGazel doesn't work. Perek Ches Halacha Aleph. Arba midim elu hein lulav hadas arava esrog sheyachad im yavesh o gazel o ganuv afilu lachar yeyosh, etc. So actually the notes of Kalim are bothered by two things. Some of them are bothered by one, and the other the opposite. Some seem to be a little bit at least bothered, and that bothered me. Why does Rambam need to say afilu lachar yeyosh? right? If you look at Hachas Gneiva and Hachas Gzela, you know that the Rambam paskens that Yeush Kadi lo Kani. So of course it doesn't make a difference whether before or after Yeush when you're talking about the mitzvah of Lachem. Other Nosa Kalim here are bothered by the opposite problem. They say, well, how does the Rambam know that it's even Achar Yeush? What's the issue? Because the Gemara says it explicitly, that Guzzle is Puzzle in Lulav, Afil Lachar Yeush. But, as the Kesef Mishnah points out, the Gemara says that, according to the Manda Amar, that the reasoning is based on Mitzvah Haba Baveira. And you should be familiar already with that Gemara, because we're going to go and run through these Gemaras. We're going to try to do this as quickly as possible, but it's a massive topic. So we're just going to run through some of the Gemaras quickly for whatever else we need to pull from it. But one of the important Gemaras, obviously, is Sukkah Daf Lamed and Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph, which we know from the Tosafot already. So the Sugyan Sukkah Daf Lamed says, Afil Lachar Yeush, says the Kesef Mishnah, because it's operating with Mitzvah Babaveira. But if you hold the reasoning that you can't use Lulav is because of Lachem, so maybe Lachar Yeush is different. That's the Kesef Mishnah's question. And he says, if you look at the Rambam in Parakes, Halachatas, the Rambam, in his opinion at least, seems to say that the reasoning is not because of Mitzvah Baveira, because the Rambam here says, Kol Eilu Shamarnu Sheim Psulu Mipnei Mumin Shabiyarnu Mipnei Gezel Ugneva B'yom Tov Rishon Bilvad Al-B'yom Tov Sheni Im Shar Yomei Makol Kasha. The Rambam says that Gozel and Ganuv would be okay for Yom Tov Sheni, which in Chutz La'aretz means, I guess, beginning the third day. Okay. Meaning not the day where you require lachem. So the Kesef Mishnah was medayik from there. This is a topic in its own right, not for now. That the Rambam doesn't really hold the psula mitzvah babaveira. He holds that the problem is lachem. So the Kesef Mishnah says if it's lachem, then how does the Rambam really know for certain that it's lachar yeush? Okay. Then he goes on to say, well, he says that's because the Rambam paskins in uchos gzela that yeush kadi lo kani. That's how the Rambam knows it. So my question is, and if that's true, then why do we even have to bother to say it? And again, that's not a terrible question. You could say, again, if you have a short memory, you don't know that Yeush Kadi is lokal. And if the Kesef Mishnah is right, that there's no problem, no issue of mitzvah b'aveira, and it's all a question of lachem, then it's important to say, afilu la'achar Yeush. Okay. By the way, the Lecha Mishnah says, no, it's Ram does hold mitzvah b'aveira. He just thinks that the psul of mitzvah b'aveira is limited to Yom Rishon. Okay, that's a topic in its own. Fine. But maybe the point is, in light of what we do know about the Rambam, which is that his shita about Yeush is a little more complicated than it seems. And that basically, there are situations where according to the Rambam, Yeush is kani. And the only reason that it's not kani is because of the chiyuv hakzara sachefetz. But on some level, the capacity of kinyan yeush is there, and it expresses itself in shevach, which is why the Rambam doesn't mention that takanas hashavim the first time he mentions it in Hukos Kenev. And it expresses itself in Yisurim Mizbeach, and it expresses itself in Hukos Kelim. So then, does the Rambam need to add the words afil lachar yeush? Absolutely. Absolutely, because the question might be, good, there's a chiyuv hachazaras achefetz. But if on some level, Yeush is kani, so then you always have to ask yourself, this chovas hagabra of hachazaras achefetz, you know, does it just interfere with practical bailus? Or even formal bailus of any sort? And what do you need for lachem, really? There's no stira between lachem, and there's a stira between, bailus and achzaras hachefetz, if you're talking about doing things with the chefetz. Right? But if you're talking about, you know, picking up a lulav, maybe not. So maybe that's why the Rambam Dafka had to say what he says. Now, I should just add one other thing. This is, I think, not correct. I've been playing with this, but there's too big a hole in it. But it's just worth mentioning the problem, just for the problem in its own right. The Rambam Hilchos Sukkah, so the Rambam mentions the din of Sukkah Gzula. And if you look at the Gemara says that Sukkah Gzula, when you're talking about a regular Sukkah, is a problem of Karka, Ein and Gzela, so there's no problem. But if you had a Sukkah Berosh HaSfina, Berosh HaGa'a, eglah, whatever, something that was betaltlin, in other words, so then there would be a psul of sukkah gzula. Okay, special libra. It's a striking that the Rambam never quotes that second halacha. Rambam in Perek, hey, chasukah, sukkah she'ula k'sheira, v'chein ha'gzula k'sheira, keitzad, v'takah v'chaver v'hotzim v'sukaso, the gazal yashuba yatsa she'ina karkin exelis. Gazal eitzim v'asam em sukkah yatsa. Takanas chachamim, he talks about takanas meirish, she'ina bala eitzim eladim eitzim bilvad. V'afilu gazal nasarim, v'enicham v'lo chibram v'lo shina, yatsa. So the Nosa Kalim just point out that the Rambam omitted an important case. He omitted the case of the Gemara of Rosh, Svina, Agala, the Metaltlin. Why did he never quotes the halacha that there's a psul of Sukkah Gzula, which is on the books. It's in the Gemara. Doesn't seem like anybody disputes that point. So I don't have a really answer. I always played with the idea, thought maybe, that this might be connected to the Rambam Shita of Yehush. That's the big gap or the big hole in all of this is what about a case where there's no Yehush? I would be comfortable if the Pshat in the Rambam was, you know, that the Rambam was just, if you assume Yehush, in other words, that the Rambam would say the halacha of Sukkah, Lemute, Gezula, which is a formal halacha, again, it's not any Yishtamshus Besukkah particularly that contradicts the Chovas Hashava. So if we were talking about a case of La'achar Yeyush, I would say, oh, the Rambam's L'shitaso, L'inyan Davarzeh, Yeyush is Kani. For the same reason that the Rambam felt it necessary to add La'achar Yeyush, though you should still know that it's a Chisar Nidlachem in Lulav. That would be part of this whole Shita. The big gap, as I say, is what about a case where there's no Yeyush? So I don't know the answer to that question and why the Rambam omitted that case. I can pare down the problem a little bit, but the question is whether it's worth anything, considering that there's still a significant hole. I don't know, but at least it's worth knowing that Rambam. In Hilchos Shofar, of course, the whole issue doesn't get off the ground, because the Rambam paskins that Ein Bekol Din Gezel, so Shofar Gazel is Kasha. It would be an issue, according to the other Rishonim, who are of the opinion that that Shofar Gazel is a problem. The Ritva, the Arzarua, according to them, we could, again, revisit this question, especially since in Shofar you don't really need bailus per se. What you do require, would it be a problem of, if there was a problem of gazel, would it matter whether it was lifnei or la'achar yesh? Yeah, Ali.
Based on what Rabbi is saying, the possible shana, how come there's nechila shava that impedes the kinyan yesh?
Well, it could be that what I'm suggesting is that since the chovas hashava. Right. We'd always have to get to, let's use Baruch Dov's Bashal for the moment. It's like a little like Rav, meaning
the whole case of Yeshim, we're saying low coming because there's always a Chovas Hashava that impedes the.
But I'm saying it's because of the Chovas Hashava, Chovas Hagavra. It's not that the Hashava reflects a flaw or a limit in the Kenyan, but it's that the Hashava creates the limit. So what I'm saying is we can always wonder, so if, when there's no Hashava, actual Hashava, so then Yish Kedi will be Kani. Those are some of the cases that we saw. But what I'm suggesting is that in terms of Hilchos Lulav, it's always important when there's actually no practical conflict between the Hashava and the formal or legal Kenyan, it's important for the Rambam to mention, nonetheless there's no Kenyan. And in some cases, maybe he could even weigh whether or not the theoretical capacity isn't enough of a Kenyan. So when I'm asking, in Sukkah, when we have a miut of Gzela, what kind of halacha is that, really? Does the shame gozel, let's say, paka, la'achar yeush, according to the Rambam, even if you can't keep it? I'm not suggesting you can keep it in these cases. What I'm saying is, it might not be a psul of gozel, La'achar Yeyush, even though there is a chovas hachazar. That's really what I'm thinking about, anyway. Yeah.
At the end of the day, how would Rambam know that, for example, by Lulav, it is a problem, but by Caleb, it's not? Like, why is it that the over the one by one we call the fact that potentially there is a Kenyan?
Right. So, I mean, again, I'm reconstructing backwards, but I mean, I think it is reasonable. I mean, we do have a requirement of Lachem. There are people who say that Lachem actually goes in the other direction. In other words, the requirements of lachem even even outrank regular din of bailas. That's part of the discussion of Yisuri Hanah, for example, and many other examples of this. In Kalim, it's pretty clear that the Koveya is very much practical. Namely, is he the one whose machshava is going to define, you know, the course of this kli? I think it's very reasonable there to be saying.
Shouldn't that make it even more so? Because as long as he's the maestro, going to have to give it back. Like the Ravan says, like, why is the matter even if it's low
right.
Just because maestro is
right, we'll get to that. Right.
So that even if theoretically he has a koach hakinyan, as long you need.
I think it's worse if by giving it back, the fact that you have to give it back reflects a flaw. And a limit in the kinyan, so that's a lot worse than if, well, lemaisa, you have to give it back. Well, lemaisa, you will give it back, but why do we have to anticipate it being back, you know, before you actually do so? That's exactly the question. Does the fact that I have to give it back reflect its limits, or does the fact that I have to give it back just mean that I have to give it back, and anything that interferes with that? So I agree, I'm reconstructing backwards from what the Rambam says. I don't know whether I would have anticipated it. But I don't think it's completely arbitrary. I think the chilukim really stand up quite well. There's no gzeres hakasuv that says in hilchos truma you have to be, you know, bailin. Just as I'm suggesting there might be a difference between lachem and the psul gazel of sukkah, they might be two different dinim. Okay. Again, I don't want to spend too much time on it, but these I think are some of the. So that's a sofer, shofar, sukkah, lulav. Again, I think we have this in Ishus, and there it may be. Dovi's question, I think, is a good question. In Ishus, I think it's even a little more of a problem, but we'll maybe get back to it. The Raman Parakei Hilchos Ishus. Where is it? Parakei Halacha Zayin. Hamikadish is Isha Begezel Obegin. Based on the Gemara Daf Nun Beis in Kiddushin. We talked about it in June last year, actually, when we talked about Kesef Shalana and the Sina in Kabbalah, and Yisuri Hana. It's one of the topics that we discussed. Hamakadish is Isha Begezel Obegineva. O Bechamas. Im Nisyashu Habailim. Venoda Shekana Oso Dover Beyush. Harezu Mukudeshes. So, this is an interesting Rambam. Based on the Gemara, the Mefarshim Alatar, as the Rishonim Alatar do, explain, like, you know, how could this be so? If Yish Kedi is low, Kani, so why Achar Yish can be Mekade Shanisha? So what do they say about that, Yossi? What do they say about that? That what? If you're Makat, you have Lacha Yesh, you can Makatish Anisha. How could you do that? If Yesh Kini Lokani? What's the obvious, Alan? Yeah, Yesh, combination of Yesh Shina Rishos. I mean, that's the, you know, whenever you encounter an apparent. Problem of Yesh Kedi seems like it's Kani, but we know we paskin otherwise. So we, you know, the cavalry is, Yesh Hashinu Rishos or Yesh Hashinu Hashem, right? So that's how most of them explain this Gemara, and that's how they explain the Rambam. If you look at the Magen Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah says, "V'hatam shekashinisyoshu habaylim havem mekudeshes havmi dekamel yush bilvad inakona hochashu biyada isha har Yesh Kan Yesh Hashinu Rishos." That becomes a bit of a problem. What do you need in Kiddushin? Only Kabbalah? Or even Nesina? If you need Nesina, so where's his Bailus? So we'll get back to that. I mean, is it coincidental? Or the fact that he has that limited capacity? Well, what exactly is going on? But either way, it doesn't sound perfectly that that's what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam doesn't say Yesh Rishina Rishos here. He says, Im Nesiyoshu Abailin. He emphasizes the Yeush. Yeah.
To be strong to the Rambam that Yeush and Shin Rishos is really just Yeush, just the Shin Rishos.
It's hard to say that. It's hard to say that because of the fact that the Rambam switches the order. Right? The Rambam Perkei Hos Gzela, which we'll get to soon, the Rambam says you can have either Yeush and Shin Rishos or Shin Rishos, Va'achatach. Yeush. So that would be hard to say. That would be hard. Moreover, that's another reason why it's hard to read this Rambam completely in terms of the convergence of Yish and Shina Rishus creating the Kenyan, because Ram says in the Siyoshua Bailin Vinoda Shakono Sadover Beyeush, sounds like the Yeush has to be prior to the Shina Rishus in this particular case. Now that could be for Umdino reasons in terms of her accepting the Kedusha, that's possible. Maybe Mepharshim interpret that way, I'm not sure. It's possible. In light of everything that we've said, something else is possible, and that is, this is the Rambam Lishitaso, and it's very meduyak in the language of the Rambam, that basically this flows from the Kinyan Yiyush. Normally the Kinyan Yiyush isn't enough, right, because he has the Chiyav Achazara. So unquestionably there's a Yiyush and Shina Rishus component to all this, no question. But what I'm saying is, here the order is important for the Rambam, because he has to be Mekadesh. So he can't keep the object himself, but his doing something with the object, which also ends up eliminating the Chiyav Hashava, ends up being a Maisa Kedushin, because the Yeush is not insignificant, according to the Rambam, ever. This also may be connected to his view of Kiddushei Kesef, Kesef Shel Kinyan, a topic which we did in June, and which we alluded to other times during the year last year, which affects many, many Shitas Rambams. The question is whether it fits in. I'm just not going to go into that right now, but I'm talking about Chai Shinan, for those of you who are here, Chai Shinan Shama Shama Pruta V'madai, Yisurei Hanod Rabbanon, Matana Manas Lahaksir, Mekadish B'milva, right? Arei, Bevet Knani. Some of the, we tried to see the patterns in the Rambam last year. Maybe this is connected with that also, I'm not sure. But all I'm saying is, at minimum, if you would read this Rambam, you would certainly walk away thinking that Yiyush Kedi is cunning. And since that's not the only Rambam, but there's also the Rambam about Shevach, and there's also the Rambam in Gneva, and there's also the Rambam about Yisurei Mizbeach, and there's the Rambam in Kalin, and so on and so forth. So it becomes a pattern. Now again, Chas V'Shalom, I'm not saying the Rambam's din here is Yiyush Kedi cunning. It is Yiyush Shina Rishus. But the point is that the Rambam doesn't have to emphasize that here so much. In a way, what I'm saying is similar to what Akiva was, I think, trying to get at, but for a totally different reason. Right. Akiva was suggesting that the Rambam's emphasis on Yiyush here is because Yiyush and Shina Rishus works midin Yiyush. I'm just... I agree with that, basically. But what I'm saying is it works because the Rambam holds Yiyush Kedi Kani even in Isuras Aliyado in a real way. Okay. Kiva was saying because it's Beteros Aliyado. That I think is wrong for the Rambam for the reasons that I said. But and we'll get back to that point later. But for the Rambam, it's structurally it's the same idea. And that is, it's Yiyush Kedi is Kani L'inyan Kiddush Eisha, because you're going to have the Shina Rishus, which deflects the rest of it, but not because of Beteros Aliyado in the Ramban sense, but in the Rambam's more particular sense. Okay, that's an important makar. Having said that, let me just add two other points quickly. The Rambam in Yisurei Mizbeach says Afilu Chatos, right?
Maybe the Ksos comments in the Rambam is on the Rambam Shita of Shina Rishus and Yeish, and he says that Shina Rishus Vachakap Yeish Nami Kona.
That's Rambam Shita.
And then he says later on, he's Machalik between...
that's the Rambam Shita's explicitly.
Yeah, but then he says, Yeish Shina Rishus Eno Kona Ela Gufa Chepetz Ava Adonim Sarach Lahak.
That's the Rambam.
So, okay.
That's the Rambam Perakei Hilchos. We'll get to that. That's Shitas Rambam. The Ksos does discuss it, but that so far what you're quoting is just that is the Rambam, right? That's the Rambam Hilchos Gzela, Perak Hey Halacha Hey or something like that. Yeah.
Is the Rebbe suggesting this Pshat in Hilchos Ishus to get around the issue of Bam Ka'achad because everything focuses on the Yeish that already happens?
Right. Exactly. Right. The alternative would be to say Boin Kiyachad, like Gita V'yada Boin Kiyachad, which I'll get back to, which is what the Ritva in Kiddushin says and what the Rajba in Gittin that I told you to look at Nun Hamid Beis says, absolutely. In the Rambam, I'm suggesting that not in the catch-22 sense of that. It is Bon Kiachad in a way, but really it's the Yiyush which allows you to move forward to get to the Shina Rishos part. Tosis has a version of that too, but I think the Rambam is, that's exactly what I'm talking about. In Perakei Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, Hagodef Hagozo V'Hikru Karban Pasol V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Sono Shenemar Sone Gezel Ba'Avla Bein Tzarech Lomar Shenem Eskabel. And as we already pointed out, it seems like the Rambam is interpreting that the Karban itself was Nigzal, which is important for why there's no issue of Chazar L'Bailim anyway. Then he says, "V'nisyah shabaylam a carbon kosher va'filu hoyachatas shakoyanim ochlem es besara." So the Ravid says, "What's the afilu?" So in the Gemara, this is a very serious problem, because in the Gemara in Gittin itself, the Gemara does say that there's an afilu, but the afilu of the Gemara Noah is not the afilu of the Rambam. The Gemara says afilu chatas. Is a bigger chiddush of chatas than ola, but that doesn't work so much for the Rambam. Some of the notes of Kalim say, "Oh, that's what the Rambam meant. The Rambam meant the Gemara, but the Gemara doesn't use it the same way. How does the Gemara use it? The afilu and gittin. You know what I'm asking?
No,
okay, Ephraim.
But the Gemara says that there's a different afilu ula, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, the afilu is the bechatas. So even though not everything is the mizbeach, so we're still going to say that it's possible because of the chilek which does go to the mizbeach and for ula, so the chidush is limited passively
to chatas. Yeah, so the one that should have applied to the Rambam is the Rabbi Yehuda, because it seems like in Hilchos Isurim Mizbeach like the Rambam is paskening like Rabbi Yehuda, because the Rambam is operating with the drabanan of the Rambam is the case of noda lo miskaper. Why lo miskaper benoda? Because that way people shouldn't say that the mizbeach is eating gzelos. So the Gemara says, and that's true not only for olos, it's also true for chatos, even though the actual consumption of the mizbeach is limited to the emurim. It doesn't apply to the basar, the karnim eating the basar. Therefore, it's an afilu chatos. Chatos is a bigger kiddush than ola. As opposed to ula, Ephraim said very well, as opposed to ula, who holds yish kedi lo karni, the kiddush is that below noda niskaper. And the reason is because of the Shaloyeh HaMizbeach Atzuv, or Akonim Atzuvim, whatever it is. So then, it's on the contrary, maybe it's only by Chatas. Okay. So the problem is, the Rambam here says, Im Nisyoshua Bailim HaKorban Kosher Afilu HaYachatas. The Rambam is not talking about the Drabanan of holding back the Kapara, in the case of Noda. The Rambam is talking about the daraisa of the effectiveness of Yish Kedi Kani before we talk about the Gzeira in this Karban. So what's the afilu of the Chatas? So again, some of the Nosa Kalim, the Ravid asks the question, Omer Rambam ain't kan afilu. The Nosa Kalim say, the Rambam meant, as he's about to explain, hold in Drabanan. So once you read the end of the Rambam, then you understand the beginning of the Rambam. But it doesn't sound that way at all. Afilu hoya chata sha koni mochlim es besara. So I don't have an answer to it, but I do have a small suggestion, and that is maybe what the Rambam is suggesting is the following. Again, the Rambam doesn't really hold like Rabbi Yehuda completely anyway. The Rambam really holds that Yush Kedi is lo kani. Just that, and when it comes to Hilchos Isurim Mizbeach, and you stole the Karban, either way there's no Hachzar Lebailin, as we discussed. So for that reason here, Yush Kedi is kani. But I think what may have gone through the Rambam's mind was the following point, and that is, and again, this is the middle mandala. This is maybe what went through the Rambam's mind, and that is good. There's no hachazara lebailim in this case, and therefore, that's part of the, you know, that's part of why this is unique and different. However, one still could have made the following chiluk: a karban, which is based on bailus and kaparas abaylim, is going to be much more problematic than a korban which, you know, just needs not to be gozel, but which doesn't focus on kaparas abaylim. After all, the fact that in theory, had there been a hachzar labaylim, he would have to return it, right? In a regular gzela case, surely that does either reflect or in some cases impose some limits to the bailus of the goslin. So maybe that's what the Rambam had in mind. The whole point is that we're walking this very fine line between the continued continued connection to the nigzal or some limit in the koach bailus of the goslin. So what the Rambam's saying is, one might have thought that when it comes to an ola, which is just a doron, and which can't be gozel, but basically you don't need it's not focused at least on kaparas abailim, or at least not the kapara of a specific maisa avera. So in that case, it's more interchangeable, and what Yeush does accomplish, even though we paskin Yeush generally lo kani, but in this case, given the realities, is sufficient. But where you're focused on specific kaparas maisa vera of a particular bailim, and that is reflected also in the fact that it's not kalil mizbeach, but that there's achilas akohanim. After all, achilas akohanim is part of the kapara boch, achlos asher kupar bahem. So one might have thought that even if it doesn't interfere lemaisa with the hashava, you still don't have sufficient bailus. Maybe you've taken it away from the nigzal, but you haven't sufficiently captured it for yourself. And maybe it won't work as a chatas. So that's where the afilu comes from. Now, if indeed this is Shitas HaRambam, then and Yish Kedi really is lo koni, even though Yish Kedi is kona in this case, then that chiluk between ola and chatas would have been something to contemplate. Yeah.
Once we say that, then what is our nuanced distinction between Joseph and Rambam and the one we said before?
I think either way in Tosis it reflects, and in the Rambam it causes. I'm only saying that even if it only causes, well, in the end Rambam is saying it's not so. Rambam is saying it does work for Chatas. I'm saying what went through the Rambam's mind that maybe the Achilas HaBailin and the Korban of Chatas would be different than Ola. It doesn't fit into the Gemara, it doesn't fit into Rabbi Yehuda at all. I'm just saying, because Yish Kedi is Lokani. Maybe Lokani for a reason, but it may be caused by something, but it's still different than if it was Kona Legamri. It's not like Rambam holds a Rabbi Yehuda that Yish Kedi is Kani, be Surah Saliyado. It's not, but this is an exception. The question is, will that exception, we're walking a very fine line. I mean, we're never going to go so far in the Rambam's comfort with Yish Kedi that, you know, that he wouldn't have to think about it. Understand? So that's what I'm suggesting. Now, and one other point, and that is in Nuchas Maisa Karbanos, what do you do with Maisa Karbanos in light of this? So number one, Maisa Karbanos, where is it again? Perk? Is it Yudches Yudalit? Is that it? Yudches Yudalit. Gona v'hikdish v'achakach shachat v'chutz chayev. So number one, as I mentioned, Reb Chaim tries to coordinate these two Rambams, and he discusses how come there's no noda, low noda distinction in Maisa Karbanos, but by and large, he really believes the Ukmer Achmana, or the Ukmer Abanan, rather, Brishuse of Maisa Karbanos is behind the Surah Mizbeach as well. He doesn't hold at all like what I was suggesting. But if you look carefully, I mean, according to what I'm suggesting, so why in Maisa Karbanos and Shkutei Chutz, and why is that different than the Surah Mizbeach? Here the Rambam says, so the Rambam here holds that obviously it's Hemidu Bershuso, and that it's not on the basis of Yeush alone. It's La'achar Yeush, right? But it's not Midin Yeush self-sufficiently. Why? So I think if you look carefully, clearly the case here is Gonav Behikdish. Here's a case where he's gonaf behemas chulin vihiktish. That's the difference between the Surah Mizbeach and Maisa Karbanos. But one other thing is very, very interesting here. The Rambam says that me'emasai amidu b'shusa k'nei l'chai b'karis misha sheik disha, which is the Gemara. So the Kesef Mishnah asks, sure, the Gemara brings that in, but the Gemara brings that in regarding Gizos of Lados. The Rambam doesn't mention Gizus of Lados. The Rambam seems to say that that is the sine qua non for the Chi of Kares. That's not what the Gemara talks about. Hemidu also Breshuso. What difference does it make whether it's Shas Hegdesho or Shas Gnei Basso? So the Kesemish is bothered by this. Again, some of the Nosa Kalim say, nah, he means L'inyan the Nafkamina. But then the other Nosa Kalim point out the other problem. And that is, even as the Rambam associates Shas Hegdesho to the Kares, right? It's also Ikar Chaser Menasefer. He omits the Nafkamina. When the Gemara mentions Shas Hegdesho, Shas Gneva, it's L'inyan Gizus of Lados. That halacha doesn't appear in the Rambam. Right, again, Gona behiktish v'achak shachat b'chutz chayev, meimisai hamida b'rshuso k'dei l'chayev olav kares, mishash egdisho, v'hu shashach tachar yiyush, avalif neyush, eino k'dosha. So the Rambam brings in the shas egdisho, and he omits the whole nafkamina. So some of the Nosa Kelim say, yeah, but by mentioning shas egdisho, that's obviously what he's referring to, even if it's chaser b'nasefer, it's implicit. But others, like a Mishnah among them, he makes allusion to it in Maisa Kavanos, and he, I think he expands on it in Hilchos Gzeila Perek Beis, point out that there's another problem. That is, what's the Rambam going to do with the Gemara of Ukma, Bershusa, L'inyan Gizos of Vlados, Mishas Gneva, Mishas Hekdesh, when the Rambam's own Shita, in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Gneva, Halacha Yid Aleph in Yid Beis, and in Perek Beis, Hilchos Gzeila, Halacha Beis through Yud, is that la'achar yeush, the gana for gazlan, is kone, the shavach. That's not shas hekdesha, that's shas yeush. Right? So the answer is, you put all the anomalies together, they solve each other. Meaning the Rambam, again, obviously felt, but I would just add one other point in this. The Rambam obviously felt that the Gemara in Gittin and Heyom and Beis, when it talks about the mandamer yeush kadi kani, yeush kadi lo kani, is not operating according to which mandamar? Aaron. In light of everything that we've said. The whole Gemara in Gittin and Heyom and Beis, right? There is it Mishas Gnevar or Mishas Hekdesha? That whole Gemara is a problem for the Rambam. Which is why, undoubtedly, the Rambam omitted that main halacha from Hilchos Maaseh Karbanos, and instead just talked about Hekdesha and Gneva in terms of Ukma Rachmana Linyan Kares. It's like all the questions solve each other. There's a certain pattern in the Rambam. Because the Rambam holds, based on other Gemaras, whether it's Tzadi Heyomid Beis, or even more importantly, that's his reading of Samach Vavam and Aleph, right? That Yeush is Kone, Shevach, generally, not just in the case of Hekdesh or Shrutei Chutz. And if it's Kone Mishas Yeush, then it's not going to be Mishas Hekdesh. Mishas Yeush is Ur-Insa. But what is that? One thing that that shows is that the Manda of the Gemara in Gittin Nun Heyom at Beis is not operating according to the Rambam's Mandamar. Right? Which makes perfect sense in light of everything we said, because the Gemara there anyway doesn't operate according to the Rambam's Mandam. The Gemara there says that the HKD is Kani, right? Then Rabbi Yehuda, and if the HKD is low Kani, then Ula. And Rambam should have been like Ula, but he's not. That's because the Rambam has this middle Shita, that the HKD is low Kani, but that is Takanas HaShavim, because it's somewhere really in between the Kani and the low Kani. So for that very reason, when it came to the Mandamar whole, if indeed the Rabbit is right, that the Rambam's Makar is Samach Vav and Aleph, so the Rambam will tell you the whole Gemara in Gittin is according to the two extreme Mandamrim. Yishkidi Kani completely, Yishkidi Lo Kani at all. But the Rambam's Shita, which is the middle Shita, is a different Mandamar. So the whole halacha of Gilgul Sublados is already taken care of. No problem. Okay, two other halachos since we move back into the mainstream. And that is in Hilchos Gzela itself, Perakei Halacha Beis. Rambam.
We have yet to open up Hilchos Gzeila today. Rambam Perakei Halacha Beis has this psak. The parak begins Asar Liknos Davar Gazlam and a Gazlam. Right, you're not allowed to steal a chevetz a gazel. Yishin Rishus should take place when you don't know. Hopefully, machzik yidei over aver, mechazik yidei over aver, over lefniv lesitei mechsha. Then the Rambam's halacha base is asar lihanus bedavar a gazel vaafilu laachar yeish. Asar lihanus midavar a gazel. Who she yada bevaday shadavar zeh hu agzela atzma. Ketzad yada bevaday shebehem azu gzela asar lirkov aleh lachrosh ba. You shouldn't be nana from a behema ha-gazula. So what's interesting about this halacha, number one, the halacha itself is interesting. Number two, the Rambam again adds that pattern again, afilu la'achar yeyush. Just as he did in Hilchos Lulav. So the two things are going on in the Nosei Kelim here. Again, I think when you look at them together, they present a different picture. One thing that's going on is, what's a safilu? If yeish kedi lo kani, what's the afilu? So that's what the Kesef Mishnah says. Zet pashut, yeish kedi lo kani, kemoshin is bar, bilchos gneva, umavur beperik lulava gazel. It's interesting, actually. It brings in the lulava gazel. Especially in light of the Rambam and Hilchos Lulav. So one could have said, I mean, again, the Magen Mishnah is not bothered by this. He's saying Zeh Pashut. One could have said it's so Pashut. Why does Rambam have to add it? Why does he have to every place he mentions Gzela have to remind us Safilu Lachar Yeyush? Right. For us, this is more charged, obviously. But there's a second thing going on at the very same time, and that is the Rishonim ask the question. They point out that the Tur doesn't paskin this way. Because the Gemara in the Kufi Gimel Amid Beis, Dina de Machusa Dina, Gemara says, Dilma Miyayish Marusayim Minayu. So it seems like there is no Isser Lihanos Midavar HaGazel. So the Magen Mishnah says, Hasam Yishim Deika Yish Rashinu Rashus, Shinim Sil Rabim, V'chein Agin Kol Zman Sheish Bedavar Yish Rashinu Rashus, Mutal Lihanos Bo. If it's Yish Rashinu Rashus, it's Mutal Lihanos Bo. That's the Gemara there. But if it's Yush alone, which is Eino Kone, even though you're not going to be Kone, you're not going to destroy the Chayfetz, also Lihonas Bo. But the Tur thinks that particular Gemara is not a case of Yush Shina Rishus. He thinks that it's not an actual Shina Rishus in that case, or it's a Shina Rishus Bal Karcha. So the Tur derives from that particular Gemara, that Gemara in Kufi Gimel, that even La'achar Yeyush, that La'achar Yeyush, there's no Isuli Hanos, or maybe in general there's no Isuli Hanos, Migazel. That's the psak of the Tur. So if that, in light of those two points, so what really emerges in the Rambam is that the Rambam is taking, the Rambam had, you know, Havamina to compromise. The Rambam's saying, by the way, Isuli Hanos, Midavar Gazel. And one might have thought that when it comes to this issue, there's a difference between Lifnei and La'achar Yeyush. Why? Because La'achar Yeyush, something happens for the Rambam. And after all, we're not talking about the Gazlan or the Ganav's rights. We're talking about some third party. He doesn't have a Chiyuv HaChazar LeBailim. If he doesn't have a chiyuv achzar lebailim, and fundamentally there is a koach kinyan in Yeush, so maybe there's no Isser Lihanos. It's not pashut at all. For the Rambam, it's not pashut. Just like the Tur thinks it's possible that mutar lihanos midavar hagazel, period, at least for the Rambam, it's certainly a bigger chiddush la'achar Yeush than lifnei Yeush. If the Rambam says, I disagree with the Tur, anachronistically, obviously, I disagree with the Tur, I think that there's an Isuli Hanos Migazel. And not only that, even the Shitasi about Yeush, I think that there's such an Isur, even Lachar Yeush. Not Pashut at all. And where does all this come from? Where does all this whole idea in the Rambam that that, you know, even if Yish Kedi Lo Kani, that Yeush is of significance, and that, you know, it does affect the relationships. Where did all this come from? So we suggested that maybe the way the Rambam read the Man D'Amar, especially according to the Ravid of Takanas HaShavim, fine, that works in very nicely, and it fits in with the whole issue of Ben and not Ben and so on. But really, where did he get it from? I mean, what Mokar would tell him that Yeush could be significant, even if you hold Yeush Kedi Lo Kani? Donnie, what do you think? Of the Gemaras that you know, that you... What do you mean, Rabbi Yochanan? Means Elif Yishenu Shalos, Elif Yishenu Breshusa, Rabbi Yochanan? I don't know if that proves anything about mean, because Gezel Balon is Yoshua Abayla. How do we know that that statement is... Okay, actually, it's a good point. Gezel Balon is Yoshua Abayla, Elif Yishenu Shalos, Elif Yishenu Breshusa. But that could be explained in other ways. I mean, there the Yish would either be according to the Mandam or Yish Kedikani, Rabbi Yochanan's own sheet is a little cloudy, or it would be the combination of Yish and Shina Breshus, Boim Kiyachad, or something like it. So it's possible. You might be right. You might be right. What about a better marker, Michael?
Just all the Gemaras that talk about the combinations of Yesh and Shina Rishus.
Okay, number one, how could there be a combination of Yesh and Shina Rishus if Yesh itself is nothing? Then how's the, you know, you add something to zero. You know, if you had one plus zero, you get one, but you don't get two. So the whole institution of Yesh and Shina Rishus might be. Indeed, there's a line in the Tosis Rid on Kuf Yud Dalid, where the Tosis Rid says, anybody see it? Yoni, saw it? Yeah. There's one day in the Tosis Rid, he's not so able to sustain it very much, but that's a radical view, that Yeush Shina Rishus can't work if you really hold it. Yeush Kedi Lo Kani, because if Yeush Kedi Lo Kani, then the Yeush part is insignificant. If Yisuras Aliyada means there is no Maisa Yeush, or no chalos yeush, or even if there is, that it's rendered totally insignificant and ineffective. So where does yeush and shina rishus? How does it work? So the Tosis Rid's extreme formulation highlights a problem with yeush and shina rishus, and maybe the conclusion that, well, just because it doesn't work in its own right doesn't mean that it is utterly insignificant. So that would be one source. So we have to look at that now. Yesh and Shina Rishus. Is there, if you really do believe that it's insignificant in its own right, are there other ways to explain why Yesh and Shina Rishus work? Challenge number one. But I think even a more obvious Gemara. That's an institution. Let's say a Gemara and a language in a Gemara. David?
Maybe God will make this back on top.
How so?
That we see that the yeush will be effective on a certain level, but it won't be enough to bypass the mitzvah averos.
Well, but that only tells you that you can be makdish, that the hektish is kal. So that's another. That's parallel to yeush and shina rishus or shini hashem. That would be similar to that kind of a problem. Let's take the shinui rishus or shini hashem completely out of it for a moment. Are there any gemaras that say, yeah, all right?
Gemara in Samach Vav says that yeush amar rabbanon delikni. It does work.
Okay, that goes back to that's the Ravid's Gemara for the Rambam about Shevach. Right? That even if it's Drabanan, it's working. But that's such a strong Raya, because I think that once you have this idea, then that's a good way to read the Gemara. And that's what we've been discussing. But in its own right, it isn't so strong, because you just would say it doesn't work at all Doraisa, but maybe it works with Drabanan. Right? We need a stronger. Yeah.
Maybe the Gemara Sukkah with Rabbi Yochanan says, why would it be possible on the second day?
Right.
What about Yeush? So he has to conclude to get around that by saying that it's above the Aver, which shows that Yeush works on some level.
Maybe. Okay. That's something to look at. I mean, this is, as we pointed out, both Rabbi Yochanan and Ula are contradictory all over the place. So that makes it a little bit complicated, because we're just not so sure whether Rabbi Yochanan maybe doesn't just hold Yeush, and that's what Rabbeinu Tam says. I mean, Rabbeinu Tam's solution for Rabbi Yochanan is Yeush Kedi is Kani. And it's a special din in Akrava for Mitzvah Baba Aveir. If you don't like that, which is, and it's not particularly appealing in the reading of the reading of the Gemaras, so then maybe you're right. Could be, but I think it's something even more explicit. Daniel. Well, again, but that depends on what we've been discussing. Okay, one Gemara, but again, it's maybe it's not fair because Rishonim who can read it and do read it in a different way, but Pashtus it's not. Michael.
Maybe in the fact that it says everywhere it says Yesh Kedi Lokani, that the fact that Yesh on its own is in Kona, and the fact that Ben Ula says Yesh Kani.
I don't know. Again, so that this means the combination somehow either rehabilitates it or adds to it.
That would be true. Once we see that it's added, that's true. But if once we formulate it immediately, they're saying Yesh Kedi Lokani.
Maybe. I'm just saying, is this one Gemara that really jumps out at you? I think, more than the others. Toby?
First of all, the whole Gemara about Gezer is no statue of Bailam, but the Gemara seems to say right after.
What about it? Guess, keep going.
The Gemara says, Gezer is no statue of Bailam. The Gemara says that it depends on if you have Stam Dili and Shabbat and Postal Macholokas.
Which Gemara are you talking about?
The one on Samuel.
Again, I'm not so sure. I thought you for a second. Kufyudalad or Kufyudalif? Kufyudalad, we'll get. Kufyudalad, what's it talking about there?
It has the Mishnah we get. It talks about Ariel Shlok Mikmisha, Balad Mishyashim.
Oh, okay. So the language of the Mishnah Kufyudalad, but the question is, what is it talking about again? Right? But I think even more explicitly, you're right. Okay, we'll get to Kufyudalad. It's Kufyudalad. Yeah. And who's halacha? Who the halacha of Rav Chisda? Yeah. Why do I say that one? Because
it sounds like it, after Yesh you can't collect from the first person.
And there, there's no shina rishus.
Right.
It's a case where clearly there's no shina rishus. Right. You see from the discussion of Rav Chisda and Rami Bar Chama that there's absolutely no shina rishus in that case. Correct. That's the discussion. Rav Bar Chama was giving an alternative. Of Rishus Yoresh, Kirishus Lokeach Dami or not. And not only that, but the Gemara uses a very, very strong language. When we were earlier in the year, we were talking about the struggle, titanic struggle, between the Gazlan and the Nigzel, for ownership. Right? So we talked about the language of the Gemara in a couple of places. Remember?
It says that it's in the Rishus of the Mara, and then so it's Mashma.
Until Yeish.
Right.
And it sounds like Yeish is the turning point for that change, and it doesn't seem like that's the mandam. It's certainly not that's the mandam or Yesh Kedi Kani.
That's what Tosa says.
Well, Tosa says that it's the case, right? That it's not the mandam Yesh Kedi Kani or a situation of Yesh and Shinui Rishus.
I thought he was saying that the fact that Yesh Shinui Rishus works shows you that Yesh
that he does. That's to explain the phenomenon. But it's not an explanation. It's not that the case of the Gemara is the case of the Yesh Shina Rishus.
Right.
So it does depend on following Machlokas Rishonim. The Tosas Rid does the Tosas Rid and Kufyud Aleph from the base does interpret differently. No question about it. But as does the Raivid and Kufyud Aleph from the base, they're very bothered by Rav Chisda. But the point is, in terms of the Shonos and simple readings of the Gemara, I think Rav Chisda is the strongest piece of evidence. Again, earlier in the year we were talking about the clash, so we talked about Rav and Rava and Sanhedrin. They seem to be talking about this question. Equal partnership, junior partnership, senior partnership. When is junior partnership enough? That kind of issue. Then we talked about the Gemara Bava Kama, Daf Nun Vav, right? Ukmar Achman and Bershusei. Then we talked about the Gemara Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Gimel. Right, the Tav of Shasi Gemara, in whose Rishus does it appreciate? One of the main Gemaras is Rav Chisda. So let's just read it, if you don't mind, Joe, just very quickly. You have the Mishnah on Kufyud Aleph from the base. So the halacha itself that goes to the machil, ptura milushalim. Okay.
Okay.
So this is a key halacha, which we paskin like. Again, we already noted the question, what happened to ing gneva achar gneva, ing gzela achar gzela? Right? How can it be that ratza mizegov, ratza mizegov? Isn't that a stira to the Mishnah in the beginning of Merubah? Right, so we discussed that already. Tosis rids mechalik between gzela and gneva. The Kso says, you're right, it's midin mazik. Right? Other Rishonim will say, well, this is kilui habe'en, like the Nesivas. Good. But either way, the halacha itself is rather remarkable. The halacha is that you can have a gzela, achar, gzela, if the second stage, certainly if the second stage is kilui achefetz. But the chiddush is that that ends with yish. And the Gemara's explanation says, kol kamed lo nishar shor bailim b'shisa demarikai, even after the kinyan gzela, the implication is that once the yish takes place, that it's no longer b'shisa demarikai. And the halacha is then, at that point, right, it can only be gove min arishon. So if this is not according to the mandamar yesh kedi kani, if Rav Chisda doesn't hold yesh kedi kani, and if there's not, it's not a case, a hidden case of yesh and shinu rishos, then you have an explicit makar that says that yesh kedi afilu lemandamar yesh kedi lo kani is koveya. It determines, alone, with nothing else, it determines for a very important halacha. And what is that halacha? Apparently, it dictates that the chepetz is no longer b'shusa demare. So how could that be? So the Ravid denies it, the Tosas Rid denies it, they just can't accept it. Like the Tosas Rid himself said on Kuf Yadalad in that line, if Yishkidi lo kani suras aliyada means that it doesn't work, then it's ke'ilu, there's no difference between yesh yesh v'ein yesh. If it's ineffective, then its presence is meaningless. What about Yish Mishina Rishos? So that Tosfos Rid is willing to go far and say, even Yish Mishina Rishos won't work. Others will have to explain the rehabilitation theory. There's a way around, like Akiva was referring to more, the Ramban, there's a way around it by saying, it's Betei Rosh Aliado, it's like Aveda. Good, we'll get back to that. But if you don't hold with the Ravid, the Dochak of the Tosas Rid and the Ravid and those Rishonim who say that Rav Chisda is Yish Kedikani, or it's a case of Shinu Yashem or Shinu Rishos. If you read the Gemara Kipshuto, so then the Gemara is really saying that Yeush Lechud Afil Lamandam or Lokani is very important. Who holds that way? Tosas. If you don't mind, somebody will just read it very quickly. Shlomo, you want to read it? Very, very important Tosas. Before we get to Tosas, who else is going to like to read the Gemara this way? Rambam. So does he? So look at Perek Hey. Halacha. I'm suggesting this may have been the Makar. I don't know. I'm just saying. You know, it's hard to know how it all comes together. It's interesting. It doesn't really matter so much, but it is interesting. But I think that this is the most explicit makar, and certainly the Rambam wasn't going to squander this opportunity at all. Rambam never squanders an opportunity. Perkei halacha dalet. Misha avar v'achal ha'gzela achar yeyush. Again, Misha avar v'achal ha'gzela achar yeyush. Patim l'shalei v'machol kodem yeyush. V'ratzu ha'baylim ligvos min ha'ochel. Govin, she'adayin birshusan hi. Not only does the Rambam paskin Rav Chisda, even though he paskins Yush Kedi lo kani, even though it's clearly a case where there's no shinu rishus. Again, the whole Rambam, the whole Perek Hey here, as I've already explained, is a case where a third party is being nene from the gzela. The same Perek I was reading before in Halakha Beis, where he found it necessary to say akar yeyush. Now we understand it really well. Misha avar ba'achal agzeil achar yeyush, no kinyan, not shini rishus, not shini hashem, not shini maisa, potem milishale, because it's achar yeyush. V'machal kodem yeyush, v'ratzu abaylim ligvos min ha'ochel govin, she'adayin birshusan hi. So the Rambam, that's according to the Gemara. So adayin birshusan, according to the Rambam, depends on yeyush
Even according to the Mandamar, Yushkidi Lokani. The Imratsu Govim in Agazon. They can do whatever they want before Yeyush. After Yeyush, they can only be Govim in Agazon because it's no longer Bershusam. Now, if you only had this halacha, you don't have to conclude as I did in the Rambam. Because one still can make the following distinction, and I think for Bali Tosis this is the distinction to make, and Shlomo is going to read it for us very quickly in just a minute. That is, for matters which require bailus of any sort, formal or anything, where you require kinyan agazlan, yushkidi lokani. Yushkidi alone. Yushkidi. Kidi means alone. Yushkidi lokani. However, unlike the Tosfos Rid and some of the other Rishonim, that doesn't mean that Yeush Bigzela lo Shma Yeush, or that Yeush Bigzela lo Mahani or lo Moil leklum. The Gemara is very meduyak. Where we're not talking about Kinyan Gzela, but Hafkos Kinyan Nigzal, or at least Hafkos Rishus Nigzal, if we're talking about that, then Yeush can work. And by the way, it makes a lot of sense, Misvar. Yeah.
Wouldn't this be a big support to the view that Yeush works like Hefker?
I don't know. It doesn't have to be Hefker. It could be Siluk of some other sorts as well. I think what it does show, at minimum, is that Isura Asaliado, right, is about the Gazlan, or about the Chiyuv Hashava. It's not about a limit on the Nigzal. Let me put it this way. If you hold like the Pnei Yehoshua that we've been discussing, well, you know, that idea that, you know, the reason Isura Saliyado is no good is because it's, you know, he can't be Makna. So one might have said there's no Maisa or Chalos or Kinyan Yehosh at all. I don't think you have to say that. You might say he can't be Makna to someone else, but he can be Misalik, like you say, be Mafkir Miatzmo, Misalik. Could still be Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Could be some sort of Siluk. But it's something in that direction. But what might have said more. Or if you wanted to say that basically something I was suggesting for Bali Tosis, which is the Hashava, the Chiyuv Hashava, protects the Chefetz Ad Kedei Kach that Lo Shmo Yeush, right? You're saying Vayel Chisaron Kis, it's Avud Bimeni, but not really, because it's a Chiyuv Hashava on this Chefetz. So then one might have said, and maybe that's the pshat in the Raivid and Tosis Rid and the others. Not the Tosis Rid about Yeshu Shin and Rishos, but at least if you mechalik between Yeshu Shin and Rishos and everything else, you might say, so there, Bisuras Eliyado completely ruins Yeush Bigzela. This doesn't exist. But if the pshat, in even if you claim the other way, which is Bisuras Eliyado means the Chiyuv Hashava, so then I might say, Chiyuv Hashava, that just means that the Gazlan can never profit from the Yeush. Or that his Kinyanim are interfered with by the Chiyuv Hashava. Of course, if you go a step further and say what I'm saying in the Rambam, which is, it's not that that reflects a flaw even in his Kinyanim, but it is something that creates a limitation. So certainly we could say, well, there is a chalos yush, there's a maisi yush. Certainly the siluk, the hafgoas, hagana v'hagazlon, hanigna v'hanigzal rather, that certainly takes place. So the dinim that depend on the interference of the nigna v'nigzal, there you're going to say, yeyush works. The dinim that require bailus, mitzad, I just think that the Rambam happens to apply yeyush to some cases where it seems like you do have elements of bailus, or require elements of bailus as well. Otherwise, one could say that this is the pshat in the Rambam. It's the line is not so, meaning all the dinim that depend on interference of nigzal v'nignav, yesh yeush. He's gone, he's given up. He's relinquished his rights. But in terms of the personal kinyan of the ganav for the gazlan, that's where it's chaser. Ratzon migel zegov, ratzon zegov, the Gemara says very meduyak, adayin birshus Hanigzal is the Mechayev. That's the end of the story. But what I'm suggesting is that Rambam will take it a step further. The Rambam will say, even his Kinyanim theoretically could have existed if not for. So where you draw the line, I think you could say several things. Number one, you could say that lachar yeush. At minimum, you could say the shame gun of the guzzle, the continuation of the action of gnevo gazela, stops until yeush. The gnevo and gazela continue. We discussed that also. We talked about Karen Kane Shagana. It's not only the initial maisa. That's that affects the questions of Shuma, why you need Xeris Akasov, maybe, Karen Kane Shagana. It continues. Maybe at Yeush it stops. The shame guzzle, the shame ganov. That's one. Moreover, the interfering capacity of the Nigna Venigzal. That's the second level. That's gone, B'Yeush, at least according to Rav Chisda. Thirdly, does it even then enhance on some level the koach kinyan of the ganav v'gazlan, just not le'inyan his personal kinyan, but maybe le'inyan to transfer to others? Or even in his personal kinyan, just that it's overridden by the chiyuv hashava? These are different madregos. Now, if you read Tosfos very quickly, and we're... Okay. Yeah, we have 5 minutes. Okay. So just... Just look at Tosas quickly, you'll see Tosas is struggling with this. Go ahead. This is exactly what he's bothered by, namely, if you didn't eat it, you'd have to return it. Doesn't that mean, even Lachar Yeush, that's Rishus HaNigzal, HaNignav, right? Go ahead. Meaning he doesn't have, you can't use for him the excuse, which is what's the Tosas Rin and Ravid are suggesting of. No, that Yeush, that this isn't just Yeush Kedi, but Yeush Shina Rishus, because he holds Rishus Yoresh, Lav Kishus Lokeach, so all you have is Yeush, you don't have Shina Rishus, and yet he's still making the distinction between Lifnei Lachar Yeush when it comes to Halacha, Ratza Mizegove, Ratza Mizegove. So if he doesn't hold Yeush Kedi Kani, and there's no case of Yeush and Shina Rishus, so what's going on here? How did your Yeush all of a sudden become a factor? Go ahead. Atema. That's, he's just basically saying, so what's going on here? Is it Kona, is it not Kona? And if it's not, then you have a Chiyuv Hashava, so then why does this determine when it comes to Ratza Mizegov? Go ahead. That's a terrific line. In other words, that the equation of Yush Kedi Lo Kani with Mali Lifnei Yush, Mali Lachar Yush, highlights the problem. If Yush Kedi Lo Kani Surah Saliado, if that means there's no Yush at all, it's Ki'ilo that it didn't happen, so how can Achar Yush ever make a difference? Go ahead. Shlomar. So basically he's saying, what can I do? It's Xeris HaKasuv. Go ahead. Mustabrele. Yeah, if you hold Yeush Kedi Kani, you don't need a pasuk. It's shelo who, or it's eno shel bailim shehu shel ochel. Go ahead. Bez Hashem. Go ahead. Shagazal yachsir, etc. I mean that machlokas we already encountered. Elamute gezalaviv.
Minale high drasha ve'ein lomar de oso amora
Yasmachtahi. Lest you say this is the mandamar. You know, you play this, source manipulation game. He because he holds yishkidikani. He holds yishkidikani. Doesn't need yasmachta. They're freaking out. The other drasha open for, musical drashos in a way. He says it's not going to work here. Okay, right. Go ahead. Why? Because we can pin down some of the people, and it's just not so. The Rav Chiya.
The Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Darish Bereisha Gozel, Dvar Torah Gzela.
Dvar Torah.
Dvar Torah Gzela
Hamishtanis.
Hamishtanis Chozeres Be'ein Mebeheshi Veset Zela.
Mikol Mokom.
V'leis Le'drasha Ke'ein Shagazel.
Sover B'meruba, Uba Pirkin, D'yush Kedi, Lo Kani. But he's saying, good, you want to say that he gets out of it by having this combination of shitos, but we know his view on these matters and it doesn't work out. So we're left with the same question. How could it be that Yish Kedi Lo Kani and yet Yish is Koveya in this matter? Bim Kei Minale, go ahead.
Bim Kei Minale, the Ein Gezela Chayemes, the Peturin Milashale. The Kav Nira, the Hach Drasha, the Lakaman Asmachti.
Well, so one second before you get to that line. So what he's basically saying is, just because Yush Kedi Lo Kani is not mean Mali Lifne Yush, Mali La'achre Yush. Lo Kani means it's not enough. It doesn't mean it's meaningless. Now, how is he going to support that? This becomes very fascinating, a very important line coming up. Go ahead. Oh, now that's a chiddush. Now he's telling us, this is important, pay very close attention to this, he's now giving us insight into Yush, Vishinu, Rishus, the combination. What he's saying is, the combination would not work if the components didn't work. If not for the fact that Yush is a niksas kinyan, or at least hafgah mirshus abaylim, then the shinu rishus part wouldn't work either. You wouldn't be able to affect it. Not just the combination wouldn't work. You wouldn't be able to. How do you transfer? This is the catch 22 question. How, if yush kedi lo kani, and if you were to say it like Tosa says it, la'achar yeush hareyu kimo lifnei yeush, so then how do you ever get shinu rishus? There's no shinu rishus lifnei yeush, right? So again, there may be other ways to explain this. The Tosas is not saying Boin Kiachas here. Right? Tosas is saying, Kanireh, Yeush Kedi Lo Kani means Yeish Miktsas Kinyan. Yeish Kinyan Le'inyan Koach Lahaknos. That's a big chiddush. Go ahead. The Ein Zeh Dochak. Even if Rav Chizkiya's halacha is based on Gzeiras HaKasuv, but who told you that Yiyush is the factor that's machriya? So either way, you need the svara, and what is the svara? Well, like the Gemara says, hafgas nigzal. But here, apparently, hafgas nigzal for Tosis isn't just hafgas nigzal, like for the Rambam, but in a different way. It's also kinyanim linyan koach lahaknos at minimum. Right? Go ahead, Kivan. Oh, what's he saying for Rami Bar Chama, who doesn't hold like Rav Chisda? Rami Bar Chama doesn't hold like Rav Chisda, and therefore he holds that even in a regular case, even lifnei yeush, you don't say Ratzon Mizeh Gova, Ratzon Mizeh Gova. Why? Very important line, it tells us. L'Ram B'Chal Manicha Tvei, again, the Iyu Leislei Tamad the Rishus Mare Klal, even before Yeush, it's not Rishus Mare such that a third party would be Chayiv. Why? Kivan Shehu Lo Gazlan, he's not the Gazlan, Eni Yochal Atovo Klal. Why not? Again, Shav Chizda. Why not? It's before Yeush. The answer is Shaharei Ein Lagamri Bershus Mare. This belongs on our, on which list? Which list? Kenyane Gneva and Gzela list. Tosas here is saying for Rami Bar Chama against Rav Chisda holds that Lifnei Yeush the chefetz is sufficiently in the Rishus Nigzal that a third party who's not a gazlan will be chayiv mazik. And Rabbi Bar Chama disagrees because he thinks it's already too far gone. Even before the Yeush, the Kinyane Gzela, before Yeush, already remove it sufficiently from the Nigzal that the third party is not going to be a mazik. Shara'ein legami brishus mare. And what's the raya? Shara'eino yachal lagdisho. Meaning, eino yachal lagdisho is one of the things for Rabbi Yochanan. We have to compile a list. Right? It's like the Ramban and Bab Metzia. Mem Gimel, those who were here for a semester. We'll get back to, we'll sum it up when we get to Rabbi Yochanan. But there are two ways to go with Rabbi Yochanan. One is, the guy loses control. The guy doesn't have control, and therefore he can't be makdish. Right? The other way is, he loses control because the Ghana for the Gazlan have kinyanim, and that's what interferes. Basically, the that seems to be the perspective of Tosas here. Shrein legamri brishus mare, shrein yachal agdisho. And therefore, he loses not only his ability to transfer the object, I'm talking about the nignav and nigzal now, but he loses his bailus, koach bailus, some of it, le'inyan, mazik of a third party. Go ahead, the gamma gazlan. Oh, that's also important. What does that mean? That means that Shinui Kona is operating off of the... I just saved this for here, because this is the best... This is a Tosa about Yeush, but... The original Kinyan Exela. It's not that Shinui Kona stands on its own right. Otherwise, it's no Raya. Right? Go ahead. Veteda.
Veteda, the Haro Klista, Hutra, Plafarish, my time of the Fulay. The Gemara Nami, Paraklay, Mimesmi.
Okay, so we'll stop here. But basically, what Tosa says, Mechadesh, is that even if you hold Yishkidi Lokani, Yiyush is a partial kinyan. It's hafkoa b'yan nigzal, and it's even a partial kinyan for the gazlan, le'inyan, the capacity to create a shinui rishus. And Rabbi Bar Chama thinks that for that you don't need Yiyush, maybe Yiyush isn't effective completely. But Rabbi Bar Chama is a higher opinion of original kinyan egzela, both with regard to ratzim, there's no such thing as ratzim izegoga, mazik, and with regard to Zelafish Eina Shalo Hekdesh, and in terms of the Koach of the Gazlan to be Kone Mishinui Maisa. According to Rami Bachama, according to Tosa's reading, all of these flow from Kinyane Gzela, of the Maisa Gzela. They have nothing to do with stage two with Yeush. Okay, we'll continue with this whole issue. Hopefully, bring it to a conclusion on Sunday.
Is this what Rabbi Tosfos is getting at also on that sign of knowledge in the Hadar Beinah?